This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, we're Murphy's Law.
We are indeed. And guys, it's really important that you support Joy during this year's Radiothon.
If you love our podcast, head to joy.org.au.
Sign up now. Go on, do it. I dare you.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law on your Monday, driving you home. Hi, troops.
Oh, g'day.
Hello.
Hello, Dollface. Hello, Timothy. Hello, Joysters. It is that time again, isn't it?
Do you know this week's show is going to be really special?
As
normally what it is.
You promise that every week.
But next
week.
We
get off air every week.
Next week we should. What? Maybe you do.
Did we live up to special today?
Maybe.
Were we just a bit special?
Yes. Maybe not. Anyway, next week is the most special day on Joy for the year because we're very blessed to be doing Dollar for Dollar.
Again, with the beautiful Gary Singer.
So what I'm suggesting is for all those people who are basically coffee drinkers, or hot chocolate drinkers, as we are.
Oh, in the room.
This week, don't have any. Save those dollars.
Save it.
And donate it to Joy next week.
Do you know, I've worked out if you have a coffee a day, it's like $25 a week during the week. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you take out the weekend ones, because that's when we all go a bit nuts on them. But you can save yourself $25 a week. That's $25. And if you donate during the hour of power, that's $50.
I got very sweaty palms when you said give up a coffee for the day because I'm quite a fan of the coffee for the day. I would probably rather sacrifice a lunch.
Okay, all right, we'll do that too.
You know, just something like that. Just so that if you are a big fan of the coffee.
Or don't get a massage for the week if you're into a massage each week. Give up your gym membership.
Ooh.
Yeah, I should be giving up my gym membership
Stop eating Uber Eats when they live 500 metres down the road.
Oh, Dean Murphy. How much money could you actually give to Joy if you stopped doing that?
Well, the delivery fee is enough to keep the lights on for a year.
Well, isn't it?
So a lot of that coming up. We've got a great show for you. Musically, we've got some awesome stuff on the way. And, of course, a little bit of a shindig with old Princess Kate coming your way very soon on Joy. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. This morning. Wow. Hey. It's going to be a long show, isn't it? Very long show.
Special. It's going to be a special show.
Special show.
They always are. Made more special when you've had a large weekend. Hey, doll.
Look, I had friends down from Sydney for the weekend, so that was always going to be a disaster.
he said to me all week last week, because last week, as we know, was a short week, and Dean runs events on the weekend, so that might have been a bit of a late one too. Mm-hmm. And all week last week, I'm getting from day, I don't need this. I don't need this this weekend. I do not need this. And I'm like, look, just relax. Like, you'll have fun.
Oh, no,
like,
we had fun.
It's your best mate coming down. He's like, bad timing. And then, like, I get a phone. I ring them last night. I can't talk to you because we're watching The Voice and it was all happy voice. And then he rings me back in 4 more minutes. Oh, we're just having a few drinks. And I'm thinking, all right, well, that weekend's been.
Yeah. Because I still think I'm 20. Fun. Yeah. And I can pop back into action the next day.
How old do you think you are today?
No, 75. Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, we did do some cultural things on the weekend as well.
You did. Mixed it up.
We went to MoMA.
Oh.
At the NGV.
How did that go?
Well, I didn't really want to go, but I got dragged along with half a dozen friends and I got to the counter to get the ticket. And I saw on the thing, it was like $28. And I said to the girl, do you have a disinterested ticket? Like, just a ticket, because I'm not really all that keen to pay $28. And she said, no. And I said, well, I'm Benjamin Button. I'm getting younger. Have you got a $10 kids ticket that I can get? No.
If she saw you today, she wouldn't agree.
$28. Well, I reckon by the time I walked around that thing, I probably got about $15.35 out of it.
Really? Wow. Don't say that.
Oh, really? That's all right. It's all right. There was some stuff there.
You don't strike me as an arty kind of guy.
Oh, there was some Andy Warhol and some Picassos and whatever. I went to the thing with you. What was that one we went to? The Monet.
Monet.
There's a whole bunch of lily pads in a pond. That's the whole thing is lily pads. Lily the pads as far as the eye could see is lily pads.
The thing is, I'd like to really like art.
He should have branched out a bit. That's different. That's because a lily pad.
Do you know why? That lily pad. Was the actual exhibition was called Monet's Garden. You dog. That's why. So he's looking out of his beautiful house at the lily pads. Yeah. So there wasn't
a lot of them.
There wasn't anything.
I think all of it. The most of them are the same picture. They just changed colour a little bit. One was a sunset one and whatever. Anyway, we were able to fit in a little bit of cultural activities on the weekend in amongst a lot of alcohol.
That's okay.
That's pretty much it.
No, as I was saying,
I need to go now. I actually need a nap after all that.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this radiothon. Allies, there's a new way to show your love. Did you vote yes for marriage equality? Continue to show your support for the LGBTI community. Become an out loud ally of Joy. Receive bragging rights and a pack of Joy Out Loud Ally badges to wear proudly. Head to joy.org.au and click the Ally button on the homepage.
And yes, it is really, really important to keep... we had the radiothon kind of last week.
The week before, yes.
The week before. But really important to keep joining as a new member because
absolutely.
We need all the... Yeah, we're going to keep the lights on, people. Absolutely. Next week, of course, we've got the dollar for dollar, which is between 5:30 and 6:30.
It is indeed.
Save your bickies.
We get very excited for that show.
Absolutely, we do. As we do, like The Voice. You missed the final of The Voice. We've been talking about that show for weeks on the show.
Monumentally messed up. Like, I seriously, I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. I had a lovely time, though. But what happened, I've watched the whole season. And annoyingly so, because I've been on a group chat with my mates on Messenger and just bagging half of it out because that's what we do.
Yep.
And I was, like, really invested in it. Mm. But last weekend I wasn't well and we had improvisation tickets to go to a show. Hadn't seen my friend for ages. Put it off till yesterday, not realising it was the final of The Voice and I missed it.
Well, five of them got knocked out straight away last night.
I know, last week.
And to be quite honest, they were the weak links of the show anyway. So I wasn't too...
You were happy with the final four?
Apart from Trent going. I really like Trent. Oh, yeah. Not for his voice. But
you are so predictable in everything you say and do. You're so predictable. God. Like, oh yeah, I like Trent. Of course you're not listening to him.
No, I think he sang a Bon Jovi song at some point. I don't know.
No, he just looks so Bon Jovi.
Yeah, he looks like Bon Jovi. Yeah. Anyway, so they were left with, I don't know, four or something like that?
Yes, four left.
And so what's the girl with the Madonna cap in her teeth?
Bella.
She sang a big number which she shouldn't have.
Yeah, don't I have
was
a thing.
Was it a Whitney track?
It was a Whitney thing. I just have a thing. Don't sing
Don't
Whitney.
Go to... you're almost jinxed if you sing a Whitney. It's too big.
Yeah,
no one can pull it off.
No one can unless you're Jennifer Hudson.
Unless you're the later part of Whitney's career.
Well, it's
kind of
a little
gravelly. You know, sort of like not like you know what you're doing.
You put your manners back.
Great as love.
Excuse me. You just behave yourself. Just because you've had a tardy weekend, don't bring everyone down to your sordid levels. Now, listen, last week in her defence, Bella did pull off a Celine Dion number, which you've got to say would be just as hard. It's right up there. She did do it well. So I think she's probably...
So anyway, it was left with her and Sam. Sam the
looper.
Looper.
Yeah, see now I don't know. I'm
really
not what? Quite right
no.
about it.
No.
See, I do love him, right? Don't get me wrong. I'm a bit Boy George here. Love him, but not sure right for The Voice and... Mm. Before you jump all over that, I just felt like week after week we were seeing the same thing. Even though it's very complicated, what he does,
very complicated.
I felt like he'd do his bit and then he just scream at everyone at the end.
But he still had a great voice.
Just like, at the end, and I'm like, oh.
It could get a bit screechy. I did
very
think
he had more talent in his little finger than you do in your whole body.
It's not about me. I wasn't on The Voice, you idiot.
Of course, there was.
I'm stupidly doing a radio show on community radio with you for the seventh year in a row. I don't have any talent. This is what I've got left.
Should we go for
this
a song and then come back with more of this?
This is what I'm left with.
Hasn't Mondays just livened up a lot?
Haven't they just?
We were talking about The Voice before.
But now, we were.
Now, I kind of got this thing about, because for a lot of years I've run events and I've actually then, when people have left X Factor and Australian Idol or whatever, end up having them at my events.
Mm.
But I don't know what happened last night. I got really sort of, I had strategically placed them where I wanted them to finish.
And did it not go according to plan?
No, it kind of did, because I thought, like, Sheldon's the little Boy George protege. And
I can't believe he didn't win. He was awesome.
Well, he was awesome. He was good. And I was thinking, oh, if he wins and I end up getting him for one of my events, that's going to cost a fair bit. I hope he comes third.
So now you're happy.
And he came third because I thought that bumps down the price a little bit.
Always cha-ching. We'll call you Dean Cha-ching Murphy.
But he'll be great.
He will be great.
Whatever he thinks. But little Sam took it out, which was great. And he's very humble.
Why didn't you get Sam at your party?
Yeah. Oh, like you said before, he might just yell at them a little bit. I don't know.
I can't believe I missed it. Now, my burning question, and I've only seen a snippet, but what did Sonia Kruger look like?
I loved her outfits
this year. She looks smoking.
I should remain silent on this.
I think you should, because you're heading into danger.
She's got no substance, or there's nothing about her.
Stop
which is
it.
Like, she is so bland with her questions, and so there's no feeling. She's like shallow. There's like she's got no heart.
Is that you remaining silent on the subject?
I was just thinking the same thing. Sonia Kruger, if you're out there, I love you.
I think she's okay, but there's some questionable clothing choices.
Someone's poured out this amazing, beautiful song, and she just has no connection, or I don't know how she got the gig.
This is why you're on community radio, you know that, don't you?
Oh, God, okay. I'm done. Let's go to a song. Well, community radio, I can do whatever I want. And we've got a message that's come through.
We have from Stephen of Coburg, who said, "Hello and love to the Murphys on Murphy's Law. We'll be listening today and would like to give a shout out to Thomas of Reservoir, your podcaster."
Oh, he does our podcasters. Thomas, hello, Thomas.
Who is a one in a million superstar. Yes.
Bloody oath.
I think, yes, correct.
Doing podcasts for our show is not only very challenging because there's a lot of crap that needs to be chopped out of it, isn't there?
Isn't it?
And but I'll tell you what, it's a thankless job too.
Our first half hour today, we see Thomas a lot.
He's kind of like runs under the cover of darkness doing it, but we thank him from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, so please listen because he puts in a lot of effort.
I wonder if he'll take this next.
We put in effort too.
we should try to. But this is a cute little story. I love this story.
Oh.
100-year-old tortoise has been found a week after running away from home.
Oh,
isn't that cute? Well, I thought to myself, like, he's not getting gone very far because he does 0.006 kilometres an hour. So he's literally only just
made
it down.
So he was at the letterbox.
And I thought, hang on a second. How much of a story is this? How come these people couldn't find him? Well, he belongs to an 86-year-old man named Terry and a 73-year-old woman named Sue. And I'm thinking, they're kind of tortoises
in
themselves, aren't they? There's like tortoises trying to catch up with
that
tortoises.
That is like the tortoise and the turtles.
But they've been returned to the owners and he's happy as a pig in poo.
I love that story.
It's lovely, isn't it? And I hope Thomas keeps that in the podcast.
Apparently tortoises and turtles as pets, those that they smell.
I had some once, but I don't remember them smelling.
Oh, apparently they do.
Well, it can't be any worse than a schnauzer who craps on your balcony.
Hey, now, speaking of animals, we'll just do this. We have an amnesty for a moment. Mine's in the doghouse, officially.
Oh, here we go.
Because there we go. It's a cute ever puppy. So far, we're down already one MacBook Pro.
Oh, she's lost the charger.
She's eaten the end of the charger.
Well,
And a couple of pairs of earphones.
Let's find out to the people. This afternoon, have you got a puppy or a dog who, what have they eaten? What have they taken out?
Yeah, it's so bizarre because I've always had cats. Mm. And cats like lick and they don't eat things. I was like, the dog never stops. You just walk along the street with it and she's like, what's in your mouth now?
Yeah, I remember a little.
I'm pulling bits of metal out. The other day we walked across the street and she looked like she couldn't quite shut her mouth. And I was like, what's going on? And I was talking on my phone. So I was like, oh, I'm going to have to go. I've got to rescue the dog. And in her mouth, there was a piece, like a stick that had got wedged up in the roof of her mouth sideways, and she couldn't. I'm like, got my hand in there and having to pull it. I'm like, stop.
They're funny little creatures.
They just eat everything.
I got back to my apartment when little Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy was about 6 months. I got back home and all the power got out. And I thought, oh my God, I haven't paid the power. And then I was like, click, 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 click. No lights, nothing, no power, nothing. And then I looked at the cord and he's eaten through the TV cord, which was on. I thought, how the hell is he's not dead? Why isn't he not dead? Wow. But he's not, and I'm glad that he's not.
Absolutely.
But why we have the safety switches on the electricity.
A puppy or a pussy story about, chewing through things? How bad was the weather yesterday? Oh just quietly. Oh. What happened there?
I had
54 millimetres of rain.
Yeah, I had the most delightful day, though, other than because I just didn't get out of my pyjamas all day. And I just did work around the house and I told the dog, sorry, we're not going. But by the afternoon with a puppy, doesn't matter. Like, you cannot not take them.
You've got to go for a walk.
So I had to get out there in the afternoon with a massive coat on and her coat on and whatever. We've got a break in the weather. But I only left the house because I had tickets to go to the Impro show last night.
Oh, lovely.
Which was very fun. If anyone's interested in going and watching a professional show, I would highly recommend it. It's a company called Impro Melbourne. They run shows all the time. Go down, check it out. It's very clever.
Where would I go down?
Why don't you get up and do some of that? Why don't you?
I've done workshops.
Why aren't you the...
As you know, when we play our game here, we play Last Man Standing.
Yes. Yeah. You're not good at it, are you?
I'm not.
Under pressure, you're pretty crap at it.
Yeah. And the thing is, the Impro, I've done... It's hard. It's not as easy as they make it look. You don't make it look easy.
Oh, I'm pretty good at that
game. You're not
game
making anything look easy today.
What do you mean? Have I gone off rails?
No,
me. It's a tiring. Oh,
now, we've had this from Jace from Doncaster. Say hello. Love the show, guys. My six-month puppy eats my mail and once ate my earring that was attached to my ear. Yeah, I feel your pain. On Saturday night, I was heading out to do a gig and I had to say to the guy I was doing the gig with, I can't bring my computer because my puppy's eating the cord. Hmm. And that just sounds like the classic, oh, my puppy ate the homework. Yeah. But it's true. Like no one told me this. I'm sure no one told me this. But anyway.
You get through it. Like you lose a lot of stuff. I lost thongs and one day I got home and Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy I couldn't find him. I'm like, where are you? Where are you? Dawson, where are you?
So when you call the dog, you just call the dog Dawson.
When
you speak of the dog.
It's Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy. Okay. So then all of a sudden I was like, where is he? And he had dug into my mattress a hole and all that I could see is these two ears coming out of the hole.
See, I don't let mine unattended in my bedroom for very good reason, but I went to put on a hoodie, zip's missing, like the thing's gone. And I'm like, I don't even remember like hearing or seeing this event take place. Like, I don't understand.
It's very quick.
So, yeah.
Mine's moved out of the chewing phase. He's just into humping pillows now.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun phase.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good when your mother says, I was minding the dog last night. Lost a pillow.
Yeah, he does. You go down to mum and dad's and then like all the cushions are up and in a different room.
It's a hip action like you never need to see. Next Monday between 5:30 and 6:30 is the dollar for dollar. That's when we need all your cash.
Because for our hour of power.
Hour of power. Oh, no, you've thrown me.
No, with Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, I thought you were going to say.
But the guys are great and they're going to literally match all the donations. This is where Joy makes a huge amount of dollars thanks to the two boys. They're great at what they do.
And Dean Murphy loves nothing more than to try and make them sweat.
I want to send them broke.
Yeah.
Science has finally explained why we can't say no to hot chips.
What do you mean?
I know.
Because I can't say no to them, but I want to know why.
As I witnessed when I came into the studio a couple of weeks ago and you were scoffing some McDonald's chips on a whatever that was.
You ain't seen nothing, Tom.
Well, apparently the study has found that humans are not evolved enough from the days of hunting and gathering when we were like apes to cope with making good decisions about relatively new processed foods, high in carbs and fats such as hot chips and donuts. We just can't do it.
Oh. And it says something in that article, because I did read it briefly before, but there's some part of our brain, there's a receptor that actually gets more pleasure from that than anything else. So we are absolutely we're useless. We are defenseless.
Hot chips are knocked well off,
explains everything. And Dean's just saying, like, I can't have one, or I know I'm going to have a million. Which is just I can't.
If I have one, I'm going to have my plate and yours.
Well, it's just such willpower
with some gravy.
This is the thing. I don't have willpower. Recently moved to a new area,
which is loaded with hot chips down there. They've got hot fish and chip places as far as the eye can see.
Center, right? So there is one. There was one that I found the other day. And incidentally, the guy that works there
is hot.
Used to work down at the one in Beaumaris where I used to live. So it's bizarre.
It's a long story.
Anyway, I went up there the other day. I said, "Can I have two steamed dim sims? Oh, and while I'm here, I'll have a potato cake." When I got my bag, it's like four potato cakes.
No,
and he's done it to me before
because they try and get you hooked.
Well, I'm already hooked, and I don't have the willpower to say. I can't say no. I'm only going to eat one.
I know.
So four of them went in me.
Yeah.
A couple of times over. Like
waving a red flag.
Now
isn't
I go up there when I've got no money, and I'm like hoping it just exists.
Is he on?
You're a junkie. Oh, I just found out that Sonia Kruger was in Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, where? Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Where have you been?
And she played that really important
Sparkle.
Tina Sparkles.
Oh, my God.
And I always thought Tina Sparkles was really really bad acting.
I couldn't be more annoyed by you if I tried.
So now it all makes sense.
Because
when I see her on The Voice, I think, you're really bad. You don't sparkle at all. Next week is a, not only we got Dollar for Dollar on the Monday, which we need your cash as much as you can give us, but there's also a joy party taking place.
There is.
On the Thursday night at the Emerson Hotel, which is a fabulous venue down there in South Yarra. We don't know a lot about it. I just found out that Tim Campbell's going to be singing his new album down there. We've got Josh, who's our technical guru and fabulous personality here at Joy.
Outgoing operations manager and all your other stuff.
Yeah, okay. You're looking at your time's running thin.
Well, that's okay.
Your days are numbered.
Tell us about the fundraising.
Lots of things. Well, yeah, next week, Tim Campbell, DJ Magnus. Yep. I don't know. It's the Joy Retro 80s party.
Which is fabulous. Now, I love a good 80s party.
I was born in 1989. So when we're talking about things older than 1989, I'm going to have to come to you two.
Yeah, I've got
both of you being born in the 80s.
Shut up,
right?
But you're on the radio, so keep going.
I just paid you the best compliment.
Thank you.
What did he say?
Both of you two born in the 80s.
Oh, no. I was just trying to, like, thank you for picking that up, the compliment.
And you know what? You only highlighted that so that we could actually understand how insulted we are.
Can we get back onto what's happening on the...
Back onto the premise stuff yet. Next Thursday night at the Emerson, Joy's Reclaiming the Emerson, we're bringing it back to an 80s party. Yeah. It's going to be a fun night. There's lots of auction items to kind of happen, lots of fundraising, lots of door prizes, lots of different artists. There's a few artists that we haven't yet announced. There's going to be lots of performances.
And so what happens? Is it tickets on the door or what's the
story? You can buy tickets at the door, but you're best to, you know, buy them now online at joy.org.au. There's lots of buttons everywhere. You've probably heard lots of promotions on Joy about it, but it's going to be like a really happening, fun party. And
is Anthony Clear going to get up there as a guest thing with Tim Campbell since they're boyfriend things and sell it off?
They're
as
married,
a doll.
Married? Where have you been? Tina Sparkle.
You can still
and now
be
this.
Boyfriends if you're married, doll. Okay. You can treat each other like boyfriends and not like husband and husband. You know,
good save. Actually,
you know what I mean.
That was a terrific save.
Move into a whole different dynamic.
We've asked, and you know. When he rocks up, we'll be pushing and dragging him onto the stage as well.
Yeah, good.
But
that's good.
Because
I want to hear rain.
It's going to be a night to remember. Anish, how about we just continue the show?
Yeah, this is much better.
Anyway, I think it sounds fabulous. $35 and it all goes to Joy. It's a big fundraiser. It's part of our radiothon extravaganza.
Keep the doors on there.
Keep the
open
doors
and
the lights
on.
And our show on air. Well, they can probably close it on Monday afternoon and still make money.
Owen, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Now Owen, Anna, obviously, because my very funny sister here is a stand-up comedian as well. You know what I mean? You do gigs around town. What places do you normally play at?
Okay, pretty much anyone that will put up with me, short of fences, but do a lot of stuff at Mad Dog, Kodiak Club, do quite a few in Geelong, actually, but... you know, just if I hear about a spot being open, I'll usually step in and do what I can. But
just like the rest of us, wherever they'll have us.
Much.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But you've got something pretty special to talk about on Wednesday the 27th coming up?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. So myself and a few of the other comedians in Melbourne decided that we wanted to not only make everybody laugh but give back. So we've put together an event called Comedy Unleashed. And it's a fundraiser for the guide dogs.
I love the guide dogs. I think this is great. I encourage everyone to go to this.
Yeah, no, it's great. And so it's going to be from 7 p.m. until late on the 27th at the aforementioned Kodiak Club.
Which is in Fitzroy?
It is indeed.
Yeah. Now, can you give us a couple of names? Who's going to be on your bill that night?
Well, we've got Gavin Lind, Gavin Mad Dog Semple.
Yes, a Raw finalist this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We've also got Lauren Bock.
Lauren Bock.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Did I hear you've got a Peter Murphy on that gig as well?
I believe he's in there somewhere.
Oh, God, don't promote that too hard. You want numbers. You want bums on seats.
Our esteemed brother, Peter Murphy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Hosted by a lovely friend of mine, Nikki Barry. So anybody's coming, it's going to be a funny, funny night. Now, where can they get tickets?
Well, tickets will be sold at the venue.
Yeah.
You can just turn up. You know, they've got, very good spread of food on, tickets available.
Food as well.
All the money from the food and the tickets is going to guide dogs on the evening.
Okay. Oh, this is amazing.
Owen, listen, what's the connection with the guide dogs? Because everyone's got a favourite little charity that they like to work for. Why is yours the guide dogs?
Guide dogs is mine because I am visually impaired.
Oh,
and
right.
I had a guide dog for a while, so I'm aware of exactly, you know, how much it takes and the costs and so on.
Now, it's my understanding that there's actually a lack of guide dogs at the moment. Like people who, I've got a friend who has a friend who had a guide dog died, but to get a replacement guide dog is quite a process. For people.
Oh, yeah, no, it is a very lengthy process, and it only takes one season of issues with breeding, and it becomes quite a problem.
Mm. And it's quite hard, isn't it, for the dogs to pass muster? I had a friend who raised a guide dog, and it's very, very difficult to get them to the point where, I mean, obviously there's a lot of training involved, but it's not as easy as probably it sounds. Is that correct?
No, not at all. And it's quite a lengthy process to, once you've met the dog you like, it's not just a, we'll drop it off on Monday and you've got your dog.
No.
There's a lot. So, it does take quite a long time and a lot of love, dedication and time. But obviously, if we can help them out by giving them some much needed funds, that will obviously help grease the wheels.
Well, that's amazing, Owen. And it's just a really, really worthy cause. So can everybody get behind it? Again, it's at the Kodiak Club, Wednesday, 27th of June.
That's correct.
Yep, so from 7 p.m. and tickets at the door, or they can buy
tickets,
online?
Yeah, correct. No, tickets at the door.
Tickets at the door.
Tickets at the door, and there'll be ads on Facebook and all over the place. And,
Well, I personally look forward to it, and I'm sure a lot of our Joyces are going to love it. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Owen.
Thank you.
How come you didn't make the bill, Anna Murphy?
I'm sort of in sitting retirement
it,
at the moment,
Don't
Owen.
Worry.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now, listen, I tell you what, someone who looks fit for her age, it's Queen Elizabeth.
Doesn't she just?
Ooh. And hasn't she just all of a sudden found a new lease of life with Meghan Markle?
I know. Wasn't it gorgeous?
Oh, hang on. What are we going to refer to her as?
Duchess of Sussex. Gorgeous display where they went together on the train.
What happened in the car bit? She didn't know whether to get in first.
And then, like, the Queen's told her to get in first. And everyone's like,
no one does that.
Well, if the Queen tells you to do something, you do it.
She said, no.
No, and then she also walked around the wrong side of the car. But they said, in fairness, she's American.
She's got the wrong side.
She's just like, don't know how to drive. What's going on? So poor Meghan, who, incidentally, up until yesterday, couldn't put a foot wrong because she wore some stupid dress to a wedding. She looks like a doona. But before that, she looked amazing. And they just looked like they were best friends.
Didn't they?
Like,
oh,
giggling.
How did you get your hair done? Oh, that looks good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cute.
Let's have an Aperol spritz. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought an Aperol spritz.
Oh, dear.
A little Campari and soda.
I tell you what, I tell you someone who wasn't happy. Who? You could see it in her eyes. It was Princess Kate. She was mortified.
Dear Diary, FML. That's all I can say. I'm flabbergasted, to say the least. You would have thought that after that train wreck of a wedding, Megan can't wipe the smile off my face, Markle, would have been the laughing stock of Buckingham Palace. Especially when old Love and Fire from Mississippi stole the show and made a right royal dick of himself to the world. I thought that's it. That's the preacher that broke the monarch's back. She's done like a corgi's dinner left in the sun. But oh no, no. This week it seems she's the Ants Pants of Kensington. Imagine my surprise and outrage when I opened the front page of the Daily Mirror only to see MM and HRH on an overnight train together heading off to the opening of the Storyhouse Theatre in Chester. They were laughing and conversing and, well, laughing. How can this be? How can this B-grade porn star be bedazzling the Queen? I'm the bloody incubator for the heirs and the spares. I've virtually destroyed my vagina to keep in the good books with her royal hind ass. And for what? So this Tinseltown slush puppy can just cruise on in and steal what's left of these tired, dried-up old hearts? It's not fair. And to top it off, she gets to go home to that hot stud muffin Harry. And I again, well, once was hairy old missionary man William, future king of what's left of England. Damn you, Meghan Markle, damn you.
There was a weird tongue movement that was happening when that song was on from Dean Meehan.
Only because I've been reading this little story. I love people. People are fascinating and have way too much time up their sleeve. A company, an underwear retailer, has now designed a pair of knickers for women because they want to get more women into sport.
Right.
So what they've done is they've built this pair of underpants, undies, jocks, knickers, whatever you call them for women.
And undies will do. It's
panties.
Fine.
Panties.
Do not make me throw the pen at your head.
And basically what it is when whatever team gets a goal, the panties vibrate.
Oh.
So it gives them a little, how
I'm
you doing?
I'm now interested.
Yeah. Which is that's the only time this whole show that you've looked interested.
Well, look, I live alone with a dog and a cat. Anything like this
look,
is going to...
Look, Adam will be watching the soccer all weekend. Now, in China, you know how we always have Chinese stories? We usually have penis stories, but we don't have one of those.
We like Chinese stories and we like them from America.
Apparently,
well,
there was a Chinese violent storm in China in a place called Qingduhai.
That was nice.
You got that right,
I think. And basically what happened was it was so severe that sea creatures were being dragged out of the ocean and landing on cars and windscreens and stuff.
Can you imagine?
Octopuses and shellfish.
Can you imagine
shellfish?
Just walking down the street and being hit in the face by a stray octopus and you live nowhere near the sea?
I see a Hollywood movie in there. Pussnado.
Octopusnado.
That's right. As we head out to the roads again, the eastern outbound is free falling at 14 minutes. I'm proud of that. Monash outbound. I really hope you've had a wee-wee because it's 40 minutes. Princes Freeway outbound needs a little additional fibre at the moment, 17 minutes. And the Westgate outbound, screw the fibre, head straight for an enema at 20 minutes. Let's go.
So, Anna, you won the last one. You'll be kicking us off.
I will.
Go.
Today's topic is countries that start with the letter A.
Australia.
America.
Austria.
Amsterdam.
That's not a country.
Congratulations,
Anna. Yeah, thank you. That was so easy today. Although I was starting to get into danger territory. My next one was going to be Angola. Now, is that a country?
Yes.
Oh, see, there you go.
You would have stayed in. Would you have had another one after Amsterdam?
No.
Not in Africa.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's now lying off his chair.
Hated that. One.
Totally off mic.
Hated that. I hated it.
Oh, dear.
Congratulations, Anna. You'll
thank
be at
you.
4-2 and kicking us off next week. Well done.
You too.
two great minds got together, two amazing people with huge personalities and who are caring, sharing, loving individuals, got together in Singapore, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, right?
This is the biggest load of hope. Seriously, no, but it's like it's actually not funny. Like,
well, it's kind of hilarious because they just look too dumpling shaking hands.
No, but he's a dictator of a nation. And like now Trump's making friends with him and Putin. It's not good, people.
Greatest load of rubbish ever. Anyway, but
they're not up to good. They are up to no good, those two. This is not good for the world. I am horrified.
Well, I was horrified when I read this story because apparently the North Korean leader decided that he would take his own portaloo with him.
Right. Oh, dear.
Because, according to him, he was frightened that he would leave anything behind that the mortal enemy might find in his poo, might give away about secrets about his life, whether he's healthy or whether he's whatever. So he took his own portaloo and used it multiple times and collected the poo and took it back to North Korea with him.
That is actually...
I don't have any more to say about that story, actually. at all.
Well, it's fair enough because both of those two give me the shit. So, fair enough.
I can just picture him almost being like that woman that we had the story about ages ago who wrapped her poo up and threw it out the window.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, sorry, that was a bit loud for everyone. I'm sorry. But I did love that story on that a Tinder good. Date.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm looking down the barrel of having to go down that road again, not the poo thing.
What, throwing poo at your date's window?
No.
Shoving it in your handbag.
Right.
It's been a good show, I think. It's been a little bit all over there.
All over there.
I don't know.
It's been all over the shop.
I hope someone caught something.
Well, generally we're only giving away the Murphy's Law clap, so yeah. I hope it was only that.
No, now listen, next week, all jokes aside, next week is Dollar for Dollar, Our Power, Gary Singer, Jeffrey Smith.
5:30 to 6:30.
We need you guys to smash some coins and some dollars our way.
Yeah,
and just really, like seriously, that hour will go towards virtually keeping the lights on at Joy for another year.
We say it every year, but it's pressure. Just as important as it was last year and the year before, yeah. And it will be for years to come.
Absolutely.
We need all the support we can get, Joy.
Absolutely.
Your voice, your radio station, one of only three gay and lesbian radio stations on the planet.
Give up a coffee, give up a packet of durries, don't go to Subway sauna this week. Whatever it is you need to do, just...
Wow.
Or whatever. You know, whatever. Oh. Just give it up for 1 week.
Do you know what? You should just have a big weekend more often before we come in.
Really,
should
I? Yeah. I don't think I can.
Loosey-goosey.
I can't. I can't. I've got to go. I have to go home. We'll see you next week. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.